Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Welcome on the good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Core Business Show. Today, I'm going to talk about capability statements. If you're going to be a government contractor, if you want government business, either state, local, or federal government, they're going to ask you regarding your capability statement. The capability statement is pretty much as a resume of your company. You have your individual resume. Now you have a business resume. It tells them, in a nutshell, where your expertise lies. What do you do? And it's a simple process. We have one on our website since we do some government deals. You can look at that on our page. It is applecapitalgroup.com. On the first tab, you will see on the homepage there is a capability statement. Now, so just take a glance at that. That's in a nutshell what it is. You don't need a lot of information. But it tells where the company information is. And let me just glance to that real quick and kind of explain. Yeah, it's on the homepage and say capability statements. It needs to be on your homepage. It needs to be on one of your tabs that is easy to find. So they look at your website is right there. They don't have to hunt for it. They don't want to hunt for it. They just want a copy of it, and they need to refer to something if they need to actually go back to it. The web is your best seller, and if they do ask a hard copy, just send them an email hard copy, have it ready. What you want to include is your company logo, title capability statement, your corporate address, your email, your DUNS number, your employer identification number, and your CAGE code if you're a federal contractor. Remember, you can get that from ccr.gov and register there for it. Also, you want to list your important telephone numbers. What are your main number? If you have a Watts line or 800 number, do you have a local number? You want to list that. You want to have a fax number. You want to make sure those three things are on there. Also, if you have any other regional offices, please list that with the same information, phone, local phone, and fax number. If you have a theme for your business, like ours is financing your business dreams with the help of our asset-based lending company, put that there. You have any alternative sites, like for commercial and government pricing, you put that on that as well. Also, you might want to put your social media web pages, so this gives them a more in-depth look on you. Put your Facebook icons and Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I would say those three mainly. And, of course, you want to put Google Plus now. But put those things in there so they can see exactly how you operate your business. I give them another inside view on who you are. Next section, you want to put points of contact. Who are the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, person of sales, person of development, who they can contact. I put them in the line of order that they need to contact them. If the person they need to contact for sales is sales, put that person first is as your main contact. You want to put the 800 number, you want to put the extension, you want to put the email in that as well. Also, you give a corporate profile who you are, just maybe two or three lines, just in a nutshell to say who you are, what your specialties are, and also what NACIS codes you have so they know how to put you in this particular category. If you software, you look up for the NICS codes for the software. Now, I've also put your SIC codes in as well, so they can have a perfect match. Because sometimes when they do their procurement, they put these codes in there. It needs to be within those codes. Also, put your payment options. You want to say that you accept electronic payments, credit card processing. You also have leasing programs that's available as well. Or you have terms on that 30. Unapproved applications. back to your corporate profile, you want to say when you started, who was the founders. Also, you offer quick and fast service, same-day approvals or same-day service. And something about customer service to end with. Who your key personnel is again. And I would say put a click to what a LinkedIn profile. So if you have your president and vice president, put those profiles linked to LinkedIn so they can click it and if they need some more in-depth information. Also, your corporate designations for federal and non-government. If you're a woman-owned business, you list in ORCA, you listed in CCR, let them know that for federal contractors. If for non-federal entities, like you listed for your certifications, you want to put here as well. If you're 8A certified, you're GSA certified, you want to put your contract number. If you're certified by any other entity, for example, the Minority Business Councils, Metro, the state, the Port Authority, put those designations in there as well. Also, you want to say who is your key customers are, large customers, maybe two or three of them that's well known. And lastly, you want to put in your professional designations in there as well, like the BBB, and for one, makes you look good. Also, the members of associations, you want to put that in as well, or local chamber of commerce. Okay, so let's jump into this next statement. Here's a capability statement for a company. And again, just to recap, this company has a summary. This is the way they did theirs. They say they're a service disabled vet-owned company. We got to be 51%. And they kind of give you some bullet points about their people, their performance, the integrated solution teams, the client relation management, the strategic mix of technology and business, their certifications. Also, they tell what their solutions are. They have a GSA contract, which is good. They tell about who their clients are. They tell the clients, Department of Defense, and they say the IRS, the Navy, and so forth. But they're a little bit more established. But at the very beginning, you want to get that first line of defense where I gave you to give more details until you build this clientele. And they go break down what type of services that they offer. And this is Avisar, A-V-I-S-S-A-R. But I found this on sbtdc.org, Sam Baker, Tom, David, Charlie.org, and they gave you a good sample of a capability statement. They gave you a list of all the NICS codes, and they didn't put the SIC codes, but I would say put that in there and how to contact them. So that's a good example of a capability statement. You shouldn't have to pay for someone to do this. It's pretty much basic do-it-yourself. Again, a capability statement is a well-written statement that can open doors to a successful business or for a successful business. A poorly one can maybe slam the door and kind of inhibit some capabilities that you might have. Again, you need to to create a good written statement. Make it basic. Maybe do two or three versions of it. One like we did, one like they did, and see what agency likes the best. Some agency, maybe it's based on personality, they like this one better. But it needs to be a one-pager. You go into two pages, a lot of people don't want to read two pages. They just want to say, okay, exactly what you do. You mean, don't make it too small, like it's like an 8-point or a 9-point. Make it at least 10, which is standard, and allow them to be able to print this page out. Because if they need to share it with other employees or people to market with you, it's easy to read one page, print and share it, or clip and paste it, than versus the other way around. So I would say have it on your web, have a PDF version of it, and have a Word version of it so they can clip and paste that information. So at the bottom of the page, of course, you have it embedded on your website. So you want to do that, embed it. So if someone type capability statement, your name of your company, they can pull it up. Also, you want to have on that same page, a PDF version of it, and also you want to have a Word copy of it as well. Okay, let's jump into the next thing real quick on your capability statement. kind of did some slides, but I'm just going to go through it real quick. It's a practical approach. Why you have a capability statement is like a resume only for government contracting. It speaks to the language of a government procurement officer. Easy to use and understand. It's easy to communicate. It saves you time and money in a PDF format. Okay. Number two, what is a capability statement? It's a factual representation of your company. A one or two pager, one page better, includes five or six elements, areas of expertise, capabilities, your facilities, your equipment, your expertise summary, your code, NICS codes or SSE codes, your customer and clients, and also it lists your contact information. Area expertise, meaning your service and products you offer. You put your bullet points. You can do your short sentence fragment. Not a long narrative. You select key offerings. Your facilities and equipment, where your offices are, your warehouse, your location. Also, it looks at your square footage, your shipping and receiving you can put in there, your unique equipment, your special resources, your technologies or your techniques, your state of acquired our equipment or programs or approaches. Also, your expertise in your summary of your business expertise, your key individuals in your company, your education. You want to list also your years in business, your skills and technical expertise in the subject, also your special acknowledgement of your abilities. Your codes, of course. Well, I mentioned again, you want to put your NICS codes and SSE codes for service and products, CAGE code, DUNS numbers, or identification numbers, the EIN number, your certification if you're woman-owned, your MBA, your DBE, disadvantaged business, 8A certifications, your SSC codes you might want to put, also if you're a corporation, your LLC, or your sole proprietorship, you want to put that in as well. Your customer list, you want to say a few clients that you service that people know, clients or customers you have done business with who will speak proudly of you, just in case. Select the larger ones, customers most familiar with the services you offer and you have a good relationship with. You never know, you might have to call on them. Gain your company information, which would be your company name, address, phone, fax, email, website address. Your formatting, use your business stationery, okay. A modified stationery, if you have a lot of space your stationery takes, just put a logo at the bottom and put your address in a footer or something, put your logo in the header, and put the body of the information that I talked about in the body of the document. Don't make it too small for people to read, okay, because we 40 and 50 plus and people that, you know, small text is getting harder to read. Also, use your business stationery, it says. Title document and capability statement, save in PDF, easy to email as an attachment with a cover letter and the body of email. Can always print for trade shows for use. Also, have a template put in your Outlook or your Outlook Express that you can have a journal letter already made, a template. I know GoDaddy has a template that you can make, but make a template and put your capability statement in and just have a little statement. Here's a copy of a capability statement, a PDF form or a Word form, and just do it that way. In Word form, it gives them an opportunity to clip and paste it easier. And they can format it better if they need to move something around or get what they really need off of it to share it. And you also want to have these available for trade shows as well. If you go into procurement plans, there is the Office of there are a lot of procurement fairs are happening during the spring in preparation of the end of the government fiscal year. As you know, I mentioned in other episodes, at the end of the government fiscal year ends at the end of September 30th. So this government will start increasing their buying beginning in the summer, and then the fire sale starts in August and September because they really need to
to get as much as they can for their budgets because they will lose it. OscarView, OSBU, I think, is the OscarView office. The Office of Small Business Development, I think. OscarView, I'm sorry. It'll come back to me in a few seconds. In the meantime, let's do a real short break. Let me look up their website address because they have a session, I think, in Denver this year. But let me look that up real quick. I had it up a few seconds ago, but let me find it. Let me go ahead and play some music real quick while I find it. I'm going to play Blue Skies by Corpus Christi Choir, singing a cappella Blue Skies. So hold on 1 second. Blue Skies by Corpus Christi Choir. I did find their website. It's called the Federal Oscar OSDBU. Again, it's Federal OscarView Office. It has the website address is OSD as in David, B as in boy, U.gov. Again, that's OSDBU.gov. They have a procurement conference that's really worth going to. You want to make sure that you come with plenty of business cards. You want to come up with a capability statement. If you have a folder, come with that as well. I would say that it is this year, Thursday, April 19th. And it's a conference. It has exhibitors. You can team with people. But make sure when you go there that you have all your information complete. You listen to CCR. You have looked at the federal Fed BizOps or FBO.gov website to see what type of offices are there. But make sure you have your capability statement. Make sure you listen to CCR. Make sure you start at least your process on your certification. At this conference, I think it's about $150 or $200. And I'm looking right now. Early registration is $150, but if you now it's $250. But it's really, really worth it if you want to meet procurement officers, if you want to meet companies you can team with as a small company. Also, always looking for companies to team with that's getting a stable. Go there professional, go professional dress. Again, don't overdress. wear your men's warehouse suits. You want to have your polished nails. You want to have things real meticulous or conservative, but not expensive, okay? Because these still people, they might make decent salaries. They may be in charge of billion-dollar budgets, but they don't want to see that you're going to live in yourself and your moment about once you get your money, you spend it, and then you're out of business. So they're looking for the long haul. They're looking for a good supplier to supply them what they need. And again, they have these every single year, 2012 Oscar Boo. Also, they have Med Week by the Minority Business Council. Those are usually in September. But I don't know why they have it in September. Like, they've been having it forever, as I know, it's in September. Med Week is by the Minority Enterprise Development Minority Enterprise Development Week Conference. This year, they're celebrating their 29th. This year, it's in D.C. Save the date. It is September 24th to the 27th. And so that website is medweek.gov. Take a look at that. If you're in the D.C. area, it's worth going to. Again, if you want to fly into, that's worth going to, because it talks about minority businesses and what they need to do to better sell to the government, and it is worth it. So save your money for that, and try to make it to that session as well. To close with some information, the FDIC, believe it or not, has wrote a statement on their website. Building a building capability statement stand out in a competitive marketplace with capability statements. They have a little slide, that's a PDF slide. It says how to identify the reasons for a strong capability statement helps you do business with the federal agencies. How to identify key components of a capability statement, create a capability statement that is effective, effectively sell your company to potential clients. And it goes on. What you need to do is a great little slide. It's a PDF slide. I'm going to post that link on our site as well. And again, you're trying to build trust. And even the FDIC says it creates a sense of trust. It shows maturity of your business, which is a great statement. You want to have website information in there. You need to have a website if you're going to do a capability statement today. They need to have that. So don't take that for granted. And have some brochures, be better as well. They even say only 1 or 2 pages to the point, specifically related to the individual agency needs. Visually interesting, with graphics identify similar to those with the company brands and logo. So graphic means you want to, if you can put the money for graphics, fine, but you really need to have a professional logo for your company to brand who you are, because they will recognize your brand by your logo. It's a searchable document. Make it a PDF, so with keywords in it, with your company. You want to say your core competencies. Also, your past performance, they say, your differentials. Discuss what makes yourself different. Your past performance describes similar work you have done. You have done perform in the past. Also, the competencies, core competencies. Introduce your company as a core competencies and relate to those who with company specific needs. Corporate data, facilities, like I mentioned, corporate data. Your information, physical address, contact names, phone, fax, email, and so forth. Your DUNS, your CAGE, your NICS codes, and so forth. It goes into great details to let you know what you really need to have. There are a few places you can do some research on. TARGov, don't buy anything, but they help you see what you need to see to buy things with the government. Let's look at their sites and kind of get ideas from them. There's Small Business Administration Marketing to Federal Agency and Prime Contractors. Also, Hamel and Parsad, Competing for the Future, Hamel and Parsad, Competing for the Future is a good reference. Strategy Safari by Mint, Ashberg, and Limpkin. MINTZBERG. The next author name is HL STRAND. The last part of that partner is LAMPEL. That strategy for Safari. I'm sorry. How to Write a Powerful Capability Statement by Gloria Bragg Hull. And Small Biz Central has a purpose of capability statements. And main small business development have a capability statement resume of your business, like I mentioned earlier. Also, there's another statement called Building a Capability Statement by Cheryl Lynn. Last name is G-L-A-S-I-N. And she's with Prasad Consulting, P-R-O-S-I-D-I-A Consulting. So those are some tips that I'm offering you. Again, capability statement is a resume of your business. You have one for yourself. You have one for your business. You want to include all of that information I mentioned earlier. If you want a sample, look at our website at www.applecapitalgroupcapabilitystatement.com/capabilitystatement. If you go to the homepage, you'll see it in that the command line that says capability statement. Just click that, and you can see what you really need to have. You want to include your social media icons as well. If you haven't, have it embedded in that document on your website. So you want to include it on your website as a page. If you have 5 pages, they need to be one of your pages. That is your About Us page, okay? But for government contractors, you want to call it a capability statement. You might want to do a hidden page as About Us or put on your front page About Us capability statements if you can't put it on the first tab. But if you're going to deal with the government, state, local, or federal, you need to have that command line if you have 5 pages capability statement. On your home page, you might want to say About Us, and it goes to your capability statement. So just kind of keep that in mind. Again, I'm putting this on my blog page. It's blog.apple Capital Group to help you guys out. Again, thank you for listening to the program. It's been another episode of the Core Business Show. And next week, we will have the SBA to talk about their services. It's going to be is next Friday, March the 9th, I believe. It's March the 9th. I'm right on the money. Also, next week on the episodes, I think we have Edwin Hawkins on Monday to talk about his nonprofit business. Him as an artist, he's the artist of Oh Happy Day. And he's going to talk about his career, but we're also going to take a look at his business as well. To kind of give you an idea, if you're an artist, you're a business. If you remember, sometimes you have to hire security, you have to hire business managers, you have to hire a publicist for your publicity. So you're hiring people, so you are a business. Sometimes you get rid of property, you got to hire security, you got to hire accountants and managers. So you're a business, so kind of keep that in mind. We're going to talk about his business. Also, he has a music art seminar that he's been doing for over 25 years. Is a music and art seminar. He's going to talk about that as well, how he attracts people, how he actually runs that particular outfit. I'm not sure if it's profit or nonprofit, but he's going to talk about that as well. Next day, we're going to talk to Jean Carter on the next day, which is the 6th. She's going to talk about her business. She's out of Wichita, Kansas. She's been operating for almost 40 years, 38 years, as a nonprofit in social services. Also, I think next week we have another interview with NPM, their membership-based organization. They're going to talk about their organization as a whole itself. Then we have a guest coming on the 7th. Also, watch out at the end of the month. We're trying to prepare for Fed Week. We're talking about federal grants the week of March 6th. So anyway, thank you for listening to the program. Again, Tim Jacquet with the Core. I'm trying to think of the name again because we changed it from Financial Your Business Today. I've been saying it every day for 3 months. Now it's the Core Business Show. Thank you for listening, and I look forward and for other episodes. Talk to you later. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.